It's now 7 after the hour, and the Good Day Weekend program is on the air. It seems like only yesterday, but it was 7 days ago when we joined you for a lot of information about health, food, well-being stuff. If you will, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Good Day program every week. Well, actually, the weekend program is aimed at helping you out with whatever questions you may have about medicine. You dial in 888-553-7536 anytime between now and 2 hours from now. Help yourself. We take on everything, warts and all. And then during the week, Dr. Ken is here, presents the daily dose of information that he synthesizes. A lot of that gets culled out and put into the weekly newsletter, which you can get by going to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. He's Dr. Ken. I'm Dr. Doug. I practice without a license. He's got lots of them. So in the interim or in the meantime, the story about the Conrad Murray and what Michael Jackson died of seems to be coming, it's coming around to being more confusing instead of less confusing. I don't understand that. There's a story this week about supplements and women, supplements in general. There are surgical questions and answers because Dr. Ken is a heart specialist. He has a really great practice in Central Florida, and you can, if you're listening to him for the first time, think, man, this guy's impressive. You can call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, make an appointment at his facility there. In the meantime, Dr. Ken starts with the information that is important for this week right after this.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
888-553-7536. So, Dr. Ken and the supplements, the combination of somebody who understands the issues of the day is probably a good one. That seems to be one of the big stories this week. The question is whether or not supplements can increase a woman's risk of dying. It's a sort of simplistic, because supplements have, there are hundreds of supplements. So, are we talking about vitamins? We're talking about minerals? And how credible is this study?
Doug, this is a credible study, and they did break it down. This is a study that was reported in the Archives of Internal Medicine. It's a journal that almost all internist and general medical doctors, family doctors read. And it's been around for decades, and they only print evidence-based articles. And this study reported this week that multivitamins, folic acid, iron, copper, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin B6 supplements all increased in older women. because the greatest risk was seen with iron supplements. Calcium supplements was the one supplement which seemed to reduce a woman's risk of dying. But the most important thing is, if you're going to take calcium, please take it with vitamin D so the calcium does not end up in the coronary arteries and clog them up. The study, the only issue with the study is that it's what's called an observational trial. It's not what's called a cause and effect trial, where you start off, you divide people up, you blind whoever's giving or receiving the pill, and then you follow them out for decades. That's the most accurate, the best way to do research. And so the problem with this study is it can't say how or even if these supplements actually increase a woman's chance of dying. The average age of the woman in the study was 61 and a half in 1986, and it continued to answer questionnaires, these people who participated, into their 80s. My advice from this study is, because it's an observational trial, that means it looked at diaries, it tested people's memories, it didn't actually divide them up and start out with different pills and follow them, which is the strongest, most accurate kind of research to do. But often you can't do this kind of research. Either it's too expensive, it's unethical, it takes too long. So you have to default to the best you can do. So because this is an observational trial, my advice is, don't stop your multivitamin yet, but don't overdo supplements. Don't think that a little bit is good, so a lot more must be better. And most importantly, the lesson from this study is, eat a healthy diet. I'm not trying to say that these products are not important, but clearly getting them from a healthy diet is the way to go. The reason why iron is the biggest culprit, I believe, that was identified here, is that the problem is that if you don't need iron, you shouldn't take it. It will clog up the circulation. It's been shown in other studies to clog it up and cause heart attacks. If you don't need iron, and this you can tell very easily from a blood test, don't take it. One of the reasons why we believe that women, before they go through menopause, are protected from a heart attack is because they have periods. They get rid of excess iron with their menstrual bleeding each month. And this has been a strongly held thought about why women, before they go into the menopause, have less heart attacks. But then after the menopause, when they stop this monthly bleeding, this monthly ridding of iron, they then catch up and exceed men in terms of dying from heart attacks.
Okay. You want my 2 cents worth?
And this study was paid for by our tax money. It was not paid for by...
our tax money is spent oftentimes not in our best interest. So
it wasn't paid for by
Monsanto or Dow or
by the drug companies or the anti-supplement companies.
Yeah.
It was paid for by...
But there are a lot of people in government camp that are anti-supplement. You know that. There are plenty of people at the FDA who would like to cut out or would like to do whatever they could to make the drug companies bigger and make the supplement companies smaller. So to think it's Pollyanna-ish to think that there isn't some skullduggery afoot, especially the iron part of it is something that makes complete sense. And what's more interesting about your statement you just made about what happens with a woman's monthly period sort of makes me wonder whether or not, you know, we put down the old ways of getting rid of disease. Remember when they used to bleed people? Used to cut people
They would put leeches on you to suck it out.
Right. And we think, my God, that's barbaric. Maybe there's something to it. Although people back then only lived to be 35 or what, 40 maybe?
At most, probably less. Yeah. 35. In 1776, the average lifespan for a male was 35.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, the scaring or fear that comes from a message like this, not the way you always present things in such a gentle, moderate way that no one would take it that way, and you suggested don't stop. There are some supplements that are just plain bad for you. We've talked before about vitamin E. As a matter of fact, I think we have something this week about vitamin E and the connection to prostate cancer.
Concerning information about vitamin E this week. Yes.
Yeah. So there are some vitamins, in the case of vitamin E and vitamin A, if they're water soluble, you need to do your homework about what you're taking. One vitamin pill, if you will, supplement is not the same as another. Just because you're getting vitamin D doesn't mean you're getting the best vitamin D. Evening primrose, whatever it is. And so the companies that make, and I'm not doing a commercial here, but I happen to use Standard Process because their vitamins are made from food. Ken just said, eat a healthy diet. That's the best way to get the vitamins. And there's absolutely no one that can argue with that. That is exactly the best way to get all of the things that you need. Study what foods have the vitamins and minerals in them. And that's another thing. A lot of people don't even think, they say, I'm going to take my vitamins. They don't even think about minerals. Iron is a mineral, for example.
Know your deficiencies. Get checked.
Yeah.
Don't guess.
You got to have you get a full blood test analysis every year. And the doctor, if he or she is worth their salt, will say, okay, you need a little more of this. You need less of that, yada, yada. And so that's the key to this. Taking supplements, lots of them, unless you know what you're doing, is folly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. And I just want to underscore, because a lot of people have looked at this week and said, oh, my God, I better stop taking my vitamins, which is the dumbest approach. Yeah, no, you're not saying that at all. But food-based vitamins, that's one of the reasons people complain about Standard Process, because they're expensive and you got to take a lot of them. But you got to take a lot of them because they're food. And you need to eat more of the things that Ken is suggesting. Multivitamins are one thing. Again, those are the quality. It can be, variable is the right word in various brands, right? Some brands are not as good as others, no matter what the tool is that you're using. So anyway, you knew that I'd have.
No, I knew you. That's what's wonderful about you. I knew you'd have an opinion about this. And I'll tell you what I do. I take a multivitamin each day. I take 1.2 grams of fish oil every day. And I am not going to change what I do based on this study.
I do the vitamin routine. We know that I take about 30 supplements a day. And you've looked at my blood work, and my blood work is what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Your blood work is what it's supposed to be, but we haven't done blood work for many of the supplements that you take. I mean, we check your iron, your B6, your B12, your folate level, but beyond that, and your vitamin D level, your calcium, beyond that, we haven't checked levels of many of your supplements.
So next time we do it, we're going to do all of those things.
Some of the supplements don't yet have blood levels.
Yeah, really? All right, well. The fish is the very important glucosamine and things for your joints. I was going to say the things that I underscore and I'm sure I take every day, no matter what.
I like that.
Glucosamine and chondroitin make sure Charlotte takes that stuff. Charlotte takes the same supplements, the basic stuff like fish oil and glucosamine and things like that.
Not to give a plug, but Elations has this in a wonderful drink and juice, and you can take it each day.
Chelating, yeah. All right. So there's that discussion. More coming up in your interest. Your medical focus is our focus.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
After the hour, and our call-in line is 888-553-7536. Blog at drkenshow.com. You click the upper right-hand corner of Dr. Ken's homepage, and you can have a very interesting, thorough, and important discussion about any number of things. Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. The talk this week about Michael Jackson still, the Conrad Murray defense. Is he wasn't the only one who gave Michael Jackson propofol. What I heard, is that how you pronounce it? Propofol? How do you pronounce that?
Propofol.
Propofol, okay.
P-R-O-P-O-F-O-L.
What is it?
It's a very strong anesthetic. It looks like it's white, thick. It has a characteristic look to it. No other medicine I've ever seen injected looks like
he had a 5-gallon tub of this stuff. Who the heck provides, what drugstore are you going to go to?
I would never, ever think of giving this drug to anybody outside of a hospital because you absolutely must be on a heart monitor. You have to have the ability to breathe for somebody because this drug is so powerful, it can very, very quickly prevent somebody from breathing on their own. It can quickly stop the
heart. Why would you take it? For what purpose is this intended?
To put somebody under deep anesthesia to do surgery on them.
Why would Michael Jackson have been advised by anybody who had a conscience, unless he was self-medicating?
I can't imagine.
He couldn't have had that hard a time going to sleep.
Can't imagine ever thinking of ever having this drug in somebody's home for home use. The key is, and they've been suggesting maybe he took it also on his own. This you don't drink. You have to put it directly into the vein. So to think that he could have administered this on his own once he got a small dose of it, he would have had to have incredible tolerance, which it means that a small dose, you're insensitive to it, and that means you've been using quite a bit of it, and you have to use more and more to get an effect. The whole story is so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And you wonder if there isn't enough wiggle room in this for Murray to get off. They're creating enough doubt so that it, probably could.
He's being accused. He's lucky, Dr. Murray, to only involuntary manslaughter, and he's pled.
What does that charge mean, Ken?
It means that he, the doctor, Dr. Murray, didn't purposely kill Michael Jackson, that it was more of an accident.
Yeah, well, you don't think in terms of, nobody has really thought that, in fact, he did kill him on purpose, right?
Correct. And that's why, and this is a, that's why they gave him this. They're charging him with involuntary manslaughter, and it looks pretty clear that that's what happened here. And just in terms of good judgment, how you could have ever had this medicine in somebody's bedroom, that's what's so bizarre. Yeah. I don't know any doctor on planet Earth that would ever think to use this medicine in somebody's home.
888-553-7536. Nathan, what vitamins do you take?
I take a B vitamin, one a day men's, cranberry, and flaxseed oil. I just want to know, is that going to hurt me in the near future?
Well, it's a hard question to answer because we don't know what your blood is,
Nathan,
all about, right?
You know, I think that's a reasonable combination, a multivitamin. I don't know if you need the extra B vitamin itself. I would want to get my B vitamins checked. If you
B12 is important.
Excuse me?
B12 is important.
Well, it's very important if you have a low level, but it's very easy. Those are common levels that we easily check. I'd ask the doctor to get a B12 level, get a folic acid level, get your CBC checked. And if your B vitamin levels are okay, then taking a multivitamin, which has more than what you need, is fine. You don't need a separate B vitamin.
We'll talk a lot. I think this is a good way for us to get into a discussion of supplements and vitamins and minerals and that sort of thing. We can make that. We often come up most every weekend with a theme, and this can be it if you decide, you choose. 888-553-7536. Ron, what's the story with you and your vitamins, minerals?
Good morning, Dr. Ken. I was just listening to you earlier, and I had a couple of questions. One is, arthritis is something. I'm 55 years old, and I guess it's something that we all face. I was just wondering if there's any natural supplement that's good for any
You're talking about osteoarthritis, wear out arthritis, as opposed to rheumatoid, which is when the body's inflammatory system attacks the joints, correct? Osteo, right?
Right. I've gotten to where there's a track at the house, and I'll go and try to walk like three laps and then try to jog.
Yeah. The alternative treatments, the natural treatments, acupuncture, glucosamine and chondroitin, Tai Chi and yoga, that's the possibilities.
All right.
Okay.
Are you taking any glucosamine and chondroitin?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I have. I've had some of joint juice, I guess is the name of the drink.
All right. Good acupuncture.
Don't use glucosamine if you're allergic to shellfish.
Yeah. There you go. That's something that we didn't know. We'll talk about that. Okay. Dr. Ken thinks and talks. I talk and think. This is half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's talk for a minute, Ken, if we can, before we get back to the callers, about swimming pool chemicals. And that story this week, even though the swimming season is over for many, it is not over for, I mean, it depends on where you are in the country, much anything else. Yeah, you hear Charlotte in the background. She's protesting that she can't go swimming anymore in the pool.
Get her a swimming pool heater.
Yeah. So what's the story? What is we talking about the usual stuff that gets put into all of the shockets and these tablets that have all kinds of things in them, including, I think, there's bleach in a lot of those, isn't there? You have a pool? I never asked you whether you had a pool.
We live in Florida.
Yeah, you got to have a pool.
Yeah. Exactly. Chlorine, there's a lot of issues here. There's bases and acids and a lot of chemicals that not used properly mixed together can really hurt you. Not used properly, wrong concentrations can do you ill. This is a good warning. Let's save some lives. Let's save some issues here that people keep them out of trouble. This is from the CDC. The CDC puts out a weekly report. Most doctors since medical school start reading called the more, it's got a mouthful, what a name, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. But what they're reporting this week from the CDC is that, Doug, is that more than 28,000 cases of injury and illness caused by swimming pool chemicals are estimated to have occurred in America between the years 2002 and 2008. Just an amazing number of problems. Most of the cases, they occurred at private homes, at our own home, and the most common problems were respiratory, breathing symptoms, and eye and skin injuries. The factors that led to injury and illnesses included lack of proper training and supervision, you know, using these things without reading the instructions or letting people younger than really should be doing these things. Also, spills and splashes of chemicals and mixing incompatible pool products. These were the most common reasons why problems occurred. If you have any doubt, there's plenty of people out there who you pay a few bucks will be more than happy to do this. But if you're going to do it yourself, this is the time when reading the directions is so important.
888-553-7536. In that department, I think enough said. Here's Dan in upstate New York. Go ahead. You're on Dr. Ken, Dan.
Good morning. I was just wondering what your take is. I'm currently taking, and I have been for a couple of weeks now, raw, unfiltered honey.
Is it local?
And,
is it, Dan, is it local?
It is local.
Doug loves this. I'm a big fan of it. I was brought up on honey. I think if you have a sweet tooth, this is really the best way to satisfy that sweet tooth. And the reason why Doug asked you if it's local, because the one of the nice ways to deal with your allergies, and down here in Florida in the last few weeks, there are a lot of trees pollinating, but you can rev up your own immune system if you use the local honey, because the bees will help provide you with a natural allergy immunization, if you will, because they are carrying some of the helpers that fight some of these proteins that trigger our allergy symptoms. So honey, yes, don't overdo it. Don't give it to young children because they're not yet ready able to tolerate it. But certainly for adults, it's a wonderful thing.
All right. Did that help you, Dan?
Yes, it certainly does. Now, why would you not give it to young children?
Their GI tracts, their bodies are not able to metabolize it as well, and it can cause some digestive issues for very young children.
Okay, because I thought that the honey in its raw unfiltered stage was already broken down, and the digestive system does not have to work as hard, if you take the raw honey like that. Or am I mistaken?
It definitely is a relative item. But again, you know, I would just be a little. What? How old a child do you want to give it to?
8 years old.
Well, I think that's not too young.
Yeah, no, you're fine with that. And the more local and the more raw it is, the better it is. And allergies, man, there's so many things that this stuff helps. It's almost nature's perfect food. Almost milk is raw milk is nature's perfect food.
If you have a sweet tooth, this is the best way to.
Did you see that? Dan, thank you. Did you see that study? There's a little eensy teensy study this week, a small new study that suggests that sweet dispositions come to people who like sweets. I don't think you saw. I think I found this. As a matter of fact, somebody who listens to you and me said, ask Dr. Ken about this, published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The study shows that people who like sweets are also more likely to be agreeable, friendly, and compassionate, more so than people who like bitter or spicy foods. I think that is fascinating.
Do you think this has anything to do with the law of attraction?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, too, isn't it, huh?
My wife loves the law of attraction.
Yeah. Here's the doctor who was responsible for the study said,
I did see that study.
Did you? Okay.
And just, you know, I think that there may be something to it, but just don't overdo it.
You're not going to eat nothing but sweets, for heaven's sake. But
correct.
It's something that would come out at this time of year because of Halloween, probably as much as anything else.
I think sweet, happy people attract more sweet and happiness around them. And, and for whatever reason, and it's so important for being healthy. I see this as a cardiologist, those people who have good attitudes, are positive, or happy, no matter, they don't let their diagnoses, you know, just tear them apart.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who do well eventually.
And if they have an ugly wife, they're happy too. Remember that old song? You're probably not old enough to.
I definitely remember
that song.
If you want to be happy for the rest
of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. David is in San Francisco.
Do not use honey in infants 12 months or younger. That's my general rule.
All right, there you go. David, you've got some questions about swimming pool studies, et cetera. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, by the way, I think, isn't it, you don't use honey unless it's 18 years or older, right?
It's 12 months of age and younger. That's the cutoff.
Hey, well, you know what I wanted to ask you about?
Because botulism, that's the problem.
Botulism, yeah. All right, what's your question, David?
Well, a number of years ago, there was a book that came out talking about endocrine disruption. It's called Our Stolen Future, and it has an ongoing website that just keeps going on with these updated studies. And I'm just wondering if our DNA, so to speak, has been manipulated enough so that we're basically different than what we are 100 years ago or 200 years ago.
You're talking about whether man-made chemicals can actually disrupt the hormones in our body and affect our health. That's what I think the book's, if I recall the book Stolen Future, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and it's in the most serious part about that book is it talks about ADD and the idea of Alzheimer's. You lose your memory. Well, if we're a scientifically based society, we've got things like nuclear reactors and hydroelectric dams and huge computer systems that require really smart people to run them all the time, and then you all of a sudden have these diseases that show up that everybody goes blank and just at the right moment and all of the equipment starts to fail at once. So it's this whole idea that civilization is based upon maintaining almost a scientific standard of a master race, and we're poisoning ourselves by making our brains go blank.
Huh. That's an interesting hypothesis, isn't it, huh?
What do you mean? Well, the ADD is building up, for example, they really talk about things like, brand new carpet. It will be out.
Carpeting, and you put wall-to-wall carpeting in your house, you're killing yourself. That is the worst stuff. The chemicals they put, you hit one of my hot buttons, chemicals that they put, what do you think you smell when you walk into a house that's benzene. Just been carpeted? That benzene and ozene and cleazine and B, whatever there is.
Well, but if they were talking specifically about babies. Most people, when they get a brand new baby,
on the
they
floor?
Get a brand new carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new baby on a brand new carpet.
You're crazy to put that wall-to-wall carpet in your house, especially if you have children. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And
why
so
the
that,
FDA?
That benzene melts the brain enough so that you end up with things like ADD.
David, thank you for calling.
Sure.
This is the kind of stuff, Ken, that sends me over the edge. We have the FDA wants not to let people drink raw milk, but they let them put these carpets in people's houses loaded with all kinds of horrible chemicals. It's just another example of the tail wagging the dog or people not knowing their butt from a...
Well, the left hand and the right hand and the bureaucracy doesn't know.
Do you agree or disagree? I mean, this is not a challenge. I'm just wondering if you have any carpet in your house.
we do, and carpets will gas initially, and there are issues, and there are certain types of carpets that you need to avoid. And be careful when they're put down initially. They're going to gas.
I'm looking at something, AOL. I'm following an AOL health blog, and I'm seeing something here that's pretty interesting, and it fits in with what we were talking about. The question in this particular blog is it time to stop taking multivitamins based on this study that you were talking about? If you're just joining the program, there is a study that suggests that too much supplementation increases your risk of dying if you're a woman. And we were gingerly walking around that because there are some problems for sure with the study. But it started this blog here, and I think it wouldn't hurt a couple of times during the program, Ken, for us to address that again, because it is not time to stop taking multivitamins or any vitamins. You just need to know what you need and don't take too much of the wrong thing.
If I can just, before we move on back to the vitamins, not just finish with the carpets, the natural fiber carpets are really the ones that you want to steer more towards, and those will have less of the toxicity problems that you're suggesting.
Right.
But in terms of the multivitamins, there's a study out in the Archives of Internal Medicine this week.
40,000 women. I'm just looking at the study now as part of this blog. 40,000 over the age of 60. Yep.
But the key is that they answered questionnaires, and this was an observational trial, not a cause and effect where we do double blind, divide people in, and no one knows the people giving the pill or taking them, whether they have the placebo or the real thing.
Right.
This was not the highest quality of research, but it does bring to the point that we need to not overdo it with the multivitamins, and a little is good, but a lot may be not good.
All right, so here's the something I just got off the Huffington Post. The question is it time Here's the question that one person asks. The multivitamins, could they kill you? The answer, almost certainly not. The current study, like others before them, have hinted at much the same association. Is absolutely not cause for panic. For each such study, there's another study showing no harm at all. And I think that's something we didn't say before. For every, you sort of not the, what you said a minute ago, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. But that, it still is a good cause for conversation, well, because a lot of people do take too much of the wrong stuff.
There are fat, you were hinting at this earlier, there are fat-soluble and water-soluble vitamins. The fat-soluble are especially the ones you should not overdo it, because they do stay in your body.
Right.
And it's easy to remember the ones that are water-soluble, B and C, mm-hmm. and the rest are fat-soluble. And even with the water-soluble, B and C, you can overdo it, but there your safety margin is a little easier to deal with.
888-553-7536. Mark is in Roomsdale, Virginia. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
I've got a question, Dr. Ken, on this study of the vitamins. I have a three-year-old toddler, and he's a picky eater. I do my best to get him to eat his vegetables. But his pediatrician has got him on Flintstone vitamins, and now I'm confused. Is it good or bad for him?
I'll tell you what we did with our daughter, who at times had the same issues of being a fussy eater, and she has taken her entire life, as the pediatrician has recommended, a multivitamin. And I am not, as I said earlier, telling anybody to stop their daily multivitamin. It's the excessive where I see people, they come into the office with a brown bag, a big brown bag full of supplements A through Z in addition to their multivitamin. That's where there's some concern that you need to make sure you have a deficiency before you start pouring on. But one Flintstone multivitamin is fine, and especially in the child who it's a challenge to get them to eat a healthy diet.
Do you suggest, Ken, with vitamin D, almost everybody in terms of being an adult...
Know your level.
...has not enough. What the children's... that's, I mean, we don't feel uncomfortable saying take vitamin D, but get your level. But what about vitamin D with children?
Well, vitamin D, especially those who are fair-skinned children, where you might expect their vitamin D level, D as in David, to be lower. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting that level, especially if you're going to be supplementing. But taking a multivitamin, it will have it. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. There are good natural food sources of vitamin D, especially milk, and also salmon is a wonderful source. Some of the whole grain cereals also have extra vitamin D in them. But it's not a bad idea to get your vitamin D level checked with a blood test.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the full moon. Now, once in a month, we have a wonderful full moon that radiates the way the Earth looks and the way we look at it. Now, here's the thing. The moon is always performing its functions, whether it is a full moon with radiant light or just a partial moon that we can hardly see. No matter what the moon looks like, it performs its functions as it was set up to be. Now, what about us? Sometimes during the month or sometimes during the day, we are fully radiant and we feel powerful. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're actually working behind the scenes. We can take a lesson from the way the moon changes itself, that each and every time it provides that power, it provides that function. We need to do the same thing. Be radiant or be quiet, but always, always take everything we have and contribute it to the world, to the earth, to people, and let them take a look at us and say, wow. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Squeeze yourself in here. Dr. Ken, take more of your calls in just a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is good medicine, not bad medicine. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service, on your side, with answers to your medical questions. 888-553-7536. Speaking of bad medicine, this week it was announced that the Black Death is being... I didn't quite get from this whether it had been recreated or somebody wanted some nutbird... went into a cemetery in England, dug up people who had died of the Black Plague, and is trying to recreate it in a laboratory. What in the name of God would anybody want to do that for? I mean, what, half the population of the planet died from the Black Death back in the 14th century, I think.
1348, yeah. 2,400 people buried in East Smithfield near the Tower of London.
Yeah, and so that's where this guy got...
Yersinia pestis, the bacteria, caused this plague, and why anyone would want to go and expose themselves...
Why would anybody let them do it? Unless
sure
they didn't know it, huh?
I'm sure they did this on their own.
Ooh.
There is a movie about this coming out, and that this may be just trying to get some publicity about it.
What, about the Black Death coming back again or something?
For the movie.
All right. Mike is in Los Angeles listening to KFWV. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right. What's up with you?
I'm 51 years old, and I take a number of supplements, and I heard you talking about it, so I thought I'd ask your opinion, Doc. I take a multivitamin. And I take glucosamine with chondroitin. I also take saw palmetto and omega-3 fish oil with garlic, vitamin C, and CoQ10.
All right.
Why do you take the saw palmetto?
Prostate.
I understand it's good for the prostate.
I would just run that by your doctor to make sure that you're not missing any problem, because that sometimes can cover a problem up. But I think you're
All right.
I think you're doing okay, and I would just eat a healthy diet.
You've heard us advertise various prostate supplements, Mike, probably.
Yes,
and
yes.
The thing behind them, that is behind the studies that are done and so forth, behind the prostate food is really food. You got to feed your prostate. But as Ken suggested, it's always important. All of this stuff is in moderation, and sometimes, depending on how tough your situation is, maybe you need a little more of it. All of it, intelligent people will have checked
with their doctor or had a blood test to know, for example, in this circumstance, what your PSA number is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I have done
Well, that's a big controversy now, but we can talk about
Well, we did talk about the PSA last week and whether or not it's reliable. You have the digital rectal exams. Anybody, when the doctor checked out your prostate, was it swollen or was it normal?
She said it was normal.
She said it was normal? She checked your prostate?
Yes, she did.
Did a digital rectal exam. God bless her.
Yeah,
Not many women doctors will do that.
The internist, the general family doctors, they all do it, though.
Do they really? Oh, okay, good.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, I also had an ultrasound on my midsection there, and they did all the blood work and everything, and she said it's all normal. And so I've heard that salt palmetto and things like that's good for prostate health. That's why I started taking it.
Ken and I probably have a different point of view, a little bit, not a lot, on this. I think you get there are various products that, as a matter of fact, I think you can check out a couple of them at either Ken's website or mine. That have a number of different things. Yohimbe, there are about 12 different things that you find in some of these prostate, the Master Prostate Formula.
You won't find that at my website.
You won't, all right. Well, you may find it at mine.
Yours, probably.
Yeah.
So you don't think the salt palmetto is a good idea?
I like beta. Well, I would not do it on your own because it can mask a problem. The beta cytosterol, I'm a little bit more of a fan of. It's been published in the medical journal Lancet if you want to do it in a natural manner. But I would just make sure that you were doing that with your doctor's awareness and that they were making sure they were examining your prostate. It sounds like you're covering all the bases, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to do that at least once a year.
You're a generally healthy guy, Mike, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
I feel pretty good. I tell everyone I'm a kid trapped in an adult body.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. I feel the same way.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
People, thinking young keeps you young.
Yep, whoopee! All right, more calls coming up. You got another hour with Dr. Ken to visit, talking about vitamins here. We're talking about studies, the usual stuff, whether or not chemicals that are in rugs are good. How do you find the right rug or carpeting or whatever it is? So
come to drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com.
And check out the newsletter. We'll talk more about that in the next hour, Dr. Ken's weekly newsletter, 59 after on Good Day Weekend.
This is Alex Jones.